football is around the corner. In fact, the Giants and Lions are going to have some mutual practices coming up later today and tomorrow. And so I wanted to just talk about the Giants real quick because, you know, I know it's just rankings and it's silly and it's stupid. And it was a couple days ago now, but this one's been sticking in my craw. And I felt like I owe it to Daniel Jones just to come out and say this because I've been very negative about Daniel Jones. And we'll see what happens with the offensive line, the weapons and all that stuff. I even joked John Mara, you know, had the audio the other day of, you know, let's put some weapons around him and give him and see what he can actually do. And I was like, man, this is like let's put weapons around Danny and see what he can do is like the Giants version of it's all right there in front of us with the Yankees. Like you just hear it constantly. Every year that's the same conversation. And while it's accurate in some ways, I mean, I'd love to see him with a weapon and offensive line that actually could play and let's see it, but I'm just tired of it. And listen, he's done a great job being as healthy as he is to be in camp and been here from day one to be the starter, immediately get every single first-team rep. I mean, it's been remarkable for him to come here and off of that injury in November to be as healthy as he's been. It speaks to a lot of the athlete he is, and we know how important his athleticism is to his overall play. But I've been down on him. I'm pessimistic about the future. I don't think he's obviously worth the contract, although it's getting better and better every day as all these quarterbacks are signing. I just don't have faith in him. And when you don't know, when you're constantly asking questions about your quarterback, even when you've already paid him, I just don't think it's a good situation. And we'll see where the Giants are at the end of the year. We'll see. Neighbors actually seems like a weapon. They've been using him in every different scenario you could possibly use a wide receiver at camp. So I'm starting to turn a little bit more optimistic as the season comes around, which is I usually am. You always get excited and you start to think a little bit better of it than you do. I'm still down on them. I saw everybody giving out records. I took off Friday. I listened to a lot of the shows. It's everybody's like, it was like Friday was the day to give out what you think the Giants and Jets are going to do this year. I mean, we got a weeks here. I'm not giving you what I think the Giants record's going to be today. What I will tell you is Daniel Jones, despite the fact that I've been down on him, despite the fact that I don't really think the Giants have their franchise quarterback, and despite the fact that I'm very leery about his ability to handle the rush, I'm leery about his injury history, all of that. The Madden rankings came out, and it's absolutely ridiculous that Daniel Jones is the 36th ranked quarterback. As you're well aware, there are not 36 teams in the NFL, so therefore, Daniel Jones is not viewed by the fine people at EA Sports and Madden 25 to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And that is just inaccurate. And some of the names that are in front of him are Daniel Jones is the 36th ranked quarterback, tied with the same ranking of with the same rating of 71 with Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy. You are aware that neither of them have taken a snap in the NFL and Daniel Jones has won a road playoff game. Are you not aware of this? Kenny Pickett ranked higher. Bryce Young, whose rookie season was so bad that it got everybody associated with it fired. Anyone who coached him, anyone who picked, just disaster. Drake May right now is so concerning in Patriot camp that there's talks of the sixth round pick they took, possibly jumping him in the pecking order. I mean, come on now. Come on now. Daniel Jones won a road playoff game. I don't think I'm very concerned about this season. I don't love Daniel Jones. I don't. Never have. He's a starting quarterback in this league. I don't think he's a great quarterback, and I think when the Giants are picking at the top of the draft and there are options, and we've already seen 5 years of it, it was best to move on. That's what I've always felt. But that doesn't mean I think Bryce Young is better. That doesn't mean I don't think he belongs in the NFL. That doesn't mean I'm assuming that Bo Nix is a better quarterback. Now, he hasn't had a great camp, right? He's starting to come on now. They haven't done any 7-on-7s. They've done strictly 11-on-11. They've tried to get him to rush. They've made things a little bit difficult for him. That's fine. He's still developing, you know, chemistry with his wide receivers. This practice, most recent, he was 4-for-4, and then he threw a pick off the hands of his tight end. I mean, he's had an up and down camp. He's had an up and down career. And ultimately, I don't think the Giants have their future quarterback on their hands. But that doesn't mean he's not a player in this league. And not that I care so much about the player rankings, but this is not the only list I've seen. This is not the only place I have seen disrespect for Daniel Jones at such a level that it's absurd. Down on him, sure. Not worth the contract. Buyer's remorse. All fair comments. Relies so much on his legs, and he's coming off a blown out knee. He's, you know, he relies so much on running the football, and he's had multiple neck injuries. Like, those are all fair. Doesn't score points, doesn't throw touchdown passes that much. Fair. This dude led a team to the playoffs and won a playoff game on the road. And we're going to pair him with quarterbacks who got his coach fired in six weeks? Be better, Madden. Be better.